Joining us now on the ticket hotline is Jerry Jones. Morning, Jerry.
Hey, good morning, man.
Morning.
Well, thanks for the time and happy Halloween to you.
We were certainly happy to have such a great Halloween gift, victory over the Cardinals. It was a decisive victory by our team, and we feel very positive about it. We beat up on that that Josh McCown gentleman. Boy, did he take more abuse than a Sergei Zubov wife after a playoff loss.
Oh, my gosh.
That guy was beat up pretty bad. But we're glad that we came away with victory.
Yeah, and I guess at 5-3 now, you got to start thinking about playoffs and postseason. That's a possibility.
Well, we've already made our playoff plans. And
already?
We're busy making our Super Bowl parade plans, and we've rented out downtown Dallas already for those dates.
Bit premature, Jerry.
That's right. A lot of things I do are premature, but let's not go there.
Okay, we won't.
All right, well, you've got the bye week now to kind of heal some of the injured players, and you got the Philadelphia game to get ready for, so things are proceeding very nicely, aren't they?
We always enjoy the bye week. A lot of us feel very constrained in our sexuality, and so this gives us a chance to experiment.
This is it's more B-Y-E instead of B-I. It's not a bye.
You're off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what, yes.
Well, Jerry, it is.
Sorry, I'm a little distracted because I'm making plans for tonight. Got the big Halloween celebration tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What you going to be doing?
Well, I got to take Steven and Jerry Jr. trick-or-treating tonight.
Aren't they a little old for that? Your two grown sons, for God's sakes.
Steven was wanting to dress up as Rowdy, but Jerry Jr. wouldn't let him have the outfit. So he's going to go as a pirate. Steven will be going as a pirate.
Okay.
And Jerry Jr. is wanting to go as a ballerina.
Oh, no.
Now, this has caused all kinds of fights in my house because I don't want to, be raising a fruit like this, even though we're in the middle of bye week.
Right.
And his mother is saying that we should just let him go as a ballerina and says that every kid goes through a phase like this. And I point out to her that he's 43 years old. And has been dressing up as Cinderella for 40 of those years. So we're battling over that, and I'm telling him, just go as Rowdy. Just go as Rowdy.
You're begging
begging him. I never thought I would ever beg him to put on that Rowdy costume, seeing as how I spent the last few years trying to talk him out of it.
What did the team have some sort of Halloween party? Or
we did. We did. We had one on Saturday night before the game. We had a big Halloween party.
That's a good idea.
It was great.
Everybody, for a noon kick.
It's everybody dressed up, and it was a good time.
Well, what did everyone dress up as? What were some of the costumes?
Well, I went as Skeletor because I didn't want to have to do anything. I didn't want to have to alter my appearance.
Oh, my gosh.
Parcells went as Texas Stadium.
Oh, really? Yeah,
Texas Stadium.
Just huge, big old Bill Parcells.
Uh-huh.
And Bledsoe, per my request, went as Troy Aikens.
Oh, yeah.
Larry and Barber went as Emmett.
Uh-huh.
And Larry Allen, it was kind of confusing. I guess my best estimate is that he went as a big black SpongeBob.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Let's see, who else can I remember here? Oh, Flozell Adams went as a big black Elizabeth Smart.
What an odd Halloween costume.
That is odd.
What an odd choice for Flozell.
Yeah, sure enough. And,
but you know, it's okay because she's okay now.
Oh, yeah, she's fine. She's fine. And we certainly all support her.
Right.
Dad Wynn, he won the costume contest.
Oh, really? What did he wear?
Well, he held a torch in one hand, held some fire in one hand, and a drill in the other hand. And so he won for best costume for his Chinese fire drill.
Hey!
It's a good idea.
Hey, you might as well laugh. That's the one I'm ending on. Good morning.
There he is, fake Jerry Jones.